so cold. You think you own the world, but you don't own my soul. A little competition now, maybe that'll wake you up. Stir up some ambition, yeah, and really shake you up.
much higher. My soul is burning inside, yeah. That flame is turning to a fire, just like the change in the tide.
That was The Squires out of Bristol, Connecticut from 1966 and Going All the Way. Before that, from Montreal, Canada, we had MG and the Escorts with a Someday Fool. The Knickerbockers did One Track Mind. The Others, a group out of New England, 1965, Can't Stand This Love Goodbye on the RCA Records label. Kenny and the Casuals out of Dallas, Texas, 1966 single on United Artists, Journey to Time. Began the show this evening with a classic out of Minneapolis, circa 1967, The Litter and Action Woman. Good evening, one and all. You are tuned in to the Summit FM. Name of this program is Revolt Into Style. My name is Dave Swanson, here with you each and every Tuesday evening. And to wrap up 2025, I decided to do a little special programming here, and I'm calling this All Killer No Filler, a Garage Rock Spectacular. And nothing outside of the garage, so to speak. All music from 1964 to 1967. After the wave of Beatlemania, countless people started their own bands. And a lot of them left trails along the way in the shape of 45 RPM records. And that would, in most cases here, be all they left. But they were fantastic records that have stood over all these decades and eventually discovered by more and more people along the way via albums like the Pebbles series, the Nuggets, the whole Back from the Grave series, Teenage Shutdown, countless compilations basically began with the Pebbles series in the very late 70s. And continues on. And all the groups that I'm playing on this show tonight, with the exception of one, I believe, are American. The other from Canada. And there's a whole plethora of compilations concentrating on British bands as well. And that could be another show for another time. Right now, back into it here. Houston, Texas. 1967, featuring a young guitarist and vocalist named Billy Gibbons, who would, in short order, go off to form ZZ Top. These are the Moving Sidewalks. Feel like you should. So we got on an elevator.
Have you ever been to a blanket party?
Revolt into style.
Every Tuesday evening on The Summit with your host, Dave Swanson.
Come on, get with it. Let's go to a freakout.
You're hearing Revolt into Style.
Revolt into Style.
On The Summit FM.
Let I do. when those voices finally died out. Well, they sure scared me. That's the last time that UFO stuff that kills me. Voices green and purple, they still linger on. Voices green and purple, I guess they'll never be gone. Voices green and purple, they're just a memory now. Voices green and purple, oh, they'll get you somehow.
Bye.
And that was a group out of Chicago, circa 1967, the Lemon Drops, and I Live in the Springtime. Actually, two different versions of that, one with, one without drums. That is the with drums version there. Los Angeles group, the Chocolate Watch Band, from 1967, and Are You Gonna Be There at the Lovin'? The Bees, also out of Los Angeles, 1966, Voices Green and Purple. Had the Sparkles with Ain't No Friend of Mine. The Gestures out of Minnesota, 1964. And Run, Run, Run on the Soma label. Began that set with the Moving Sidewalks and 99th Floor. You're listening to a special edition of Revolt Into Style to cap off the year. All killer, no filler. I hope you're enjoying this little excavation as we head to St. Clair, Michigan. 1966, The Illusions and City of People.
Yeah. ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. Sweat for each dime I make, but I'm always in there just looking to get that lucky break. Every day I keep on trying to do my best for you, and if trying just ain't enough, babe, well tell me, what would you have me do? I ain't no miracle worker, I do the best that I can.
And that was a song called I Ain't No Miracle Worker from 1965, courtesy of the Brogues. The 13th Floor Elevators, Austin, Texas, 1967, from their second album, Easter Everywhere, and She Lives in a Time of Her Own. Had the Blues Magoos, a New York City-based combo, from their second album, and a single that was released called Pipe Dream. That was from 1967. Electric Comic Book, the album there. The Shames with My World is Upside Down. Started that set out with The Illusions and City of People. One last little cluster of tunes for you this evening. We head to Boston, circa 1966, and a band who was for a long time most well known for opening for the Beatles on their last U.S. tour. They recorded one album, and leader of the band, Barry Tashin, went on to a successful music career of his own, sort of in the background, but he had associations with Graham Parsons and a bunch of different people. These are The Remains. And Why Do I Cry?
Die if you left me again. driving me crazy. You burn me up and down when I look at you, baby. Those looks you give, they feel like fire. You make me live. Learning. All right.
Los Angeles-based band The Standells from 1967, and Ever Have the Feeling. Had the Third Bardot out of New York City from 1967, and 5 years Ahead of My Time. We the People, a Florida-based band, with You Burn Me Up and Down. And Los Angeles mainstays The Leaves with Too Many People, a song that was a local hit but never made it outside of the city limits. Began that set with The Remains and Why Do I Cry. And there you go, an hour of solid, all killer, no filler, garage rock spectacular. Raw, rocking, rebellious, and righteous, just for you. And that's obviously a subject and theme that could go on for hours and hours. But that was just sort of a cream of the crop off the top of my head as I put that together. Could easily have been a completely different set of music that would have been just as impactful. Hope you enjoyed it. And thanks for listening, as always. Wishing you all a wonderful 2026. Paying tribute to a man known as Ian Fraser Kilmister, otherwise known as Lemmy. Lemmy would have turned 80 this year. He was born December 24th, 1945, and died December 28th, 2015, just past his 70th birthday. It's a better world for having had Lemmy a part of it. And his recording career is much more intricate than most probably are aware. Just going to try to touch on a bit of that here in this hour. Starting out with a band he was in the mid-1960s called the Rockin' Vickers. They released a few singles, including this one here on Columbia in 1966. And this is I Don't Need Your Kind.
You do something to me. grass in my garden is choking the trees, and the leaves fall like bat swings into the fire. Windows gaze sightless into the woodland, seeing the white smoke rise ever higher. Skinned into my portrait painting the canvas black with his heart. Sunrise is flaming over my shoulder, tearing the burnt land's future apart.
And that was Hawkwind from 1972 and a UK number 3 hit for the band. Lemmy had just joined the band in early 1972 and they had set about recording this new single written by Robert Calvert. But once recorded, they realized they didn't care for his vocals on it. So they put Lemmy in front of the mic and it just worked, giving the band their one and only hit single and welcoming Lemmy into a crazed time period there with the band Hawkwind. Before that, Sam Gopal Band. Lemmy was a member of that group for a couple years in the later 1960s. He played guitar and sang. Sam Gopal played tablas and was the leader of the band. Released one album called Escalator in 1969. The songs we heard there were Midsummer Night's Dream and Cold Embrace. Started out with Rockin' Vickers, both sides of their single from 1966. They did a cover of The Kinks' Dandy, as well as I Don't Need Your Kind. You're listening to Revolt Into Style, special Lemmy edition. I'm jumping right back into things here with Hawkwind and a song written by Lemmy toward the tail end of his time with the band in early 1975. They had recorded an album called Warrior on the Edge of Time, and he contributed this song, which ended up on a single. And the song itself would prove to be prophetic for his next adventure. This is a song called Motorhead.
Well, Screaming!
from 1979. That is Overkill, which was the title track of the album of that year, as well as a single released. Before that, I'm Your Witch Doctor, also from that initial batch of Motorhead recordings. Began that set with Hawkwind and the song Motorhead. You're listening to a 80th birthday celebration for Mr. Ian Fraser Kilmister. After Lemmy was booted out of Hawkwind, ironically for drug use, I say ironically, if you know anything about Hawkwind, you'll understand, but it was a choice of drugs. Lemmy was very much an advocate of speed, whereas the rest of Hawkwind preferred psychedelics. And he got busted while the band was on tour in Toronto, and they just kind of left him there. So after making his way back home, he wanted to start a new band, and he gathered up with some friends, including Larry Wallace, who was the lead guitarist in the Pink Fairies, who had a long association with Hawkwind, and a guy named Lucas Fox on drums. They recorded a bunch of demos, some of which with Dave Edmonds producing. But those recordings didn't see the light of day until the 1980s. But Lemmy kept going and put a new lineup together and did get signed and re-recorded all those songs. And the self-titled album came out in 1977, which was then followed by the album Bomber and Overkill, both of which were also released as singles. We heard Overkill. Now let's hear Bomber from 1979.
into style. Rock and roll here on the Summit.
Let me hear that beat, man. That's the beatest beat.
It's Dave Swanson and Revolt into Style.
Now I'm cool, man. Cool.
Tuesday evenings on the Summit FM.
Turn me on, I can't believe it's true.
And that was Shine from the 1983 album Another Perfect Day. A personal favorite of mine, that whole album is. Also released as a single. Before that, from 1982, title track from Iron Fist. Love Me Like a Reptile from the classic 1980 album Ace of Spades. And began that set with Bomber from 1979. You're listening to a little tribute here to what would have been Lemmy's 80th birthday right now. This is a couple songs from a collection called No Remorse that was legendary, I suppose you could say, for its packaging. The LP sleeve was leather, and it had the Motorhead logo and all the text embossed on this leather cover. It definitely got some attention back then. This is a song called Snaggletooth.
I'm like a nightmare, baby.
From the project known as Headcat, which featured Lemmy along with Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats and Danny Harvey. And they were all entrenched in their love of 50s rock and roll, as proved there by a cover of Buddy Holly's Learning the Game. And that's from 2006. Started out with two from the No Remorse compilation. We heard Killed by Death and Snaggletooth. And that will wrap up the program just about here. I could easily have gone on for hours. I really do love that band. Lemmy would often say, "We are Motorhead and we play rock and roll," because he never considered Motorhead to be a heavy metal band. And if you listen to the music, you'll see why. It was rooted in Chuck Berry and all the other pioneers of early rock and roll, just done up in a completely different fashion. So go get some Motorhead and let your neighbors enjoy it as well. I'm going to end this up with a song from one of their final albums, album called The World Is Yours from 2010, and this is one of my favorites of theirs. They just kept going until he couldn't go no more. So hope you enjoyed this little tip of the cap to Lemmy. This is Get Back in Line.